Hi, I'm Lucy Corlett.
Hi, I'm Kat Irons.
Hi, I'm Evie Roberts.
Hello, I am Matthew Corlett.
And we are talking this week all about riding for the disabled Isle of Man. Kat Irons, I'm going to come back to you first because it's a very important year for the charity, isn't it?
Oh my goodness, Christy. This year we turn 50. Absolutely amazing. Can you believe that for 50 years we have been helping the island's residents with additional needs by introducing them to the world of horses?
And what a world to be part of as well.
I mean, it smells a bit, right? But it's fun.
And how long have you been involved?
I've only been involved for about 6 years now, but it's just, I can't believe that it existed before I knew it existed. It's a fantastic charity.
And Lucy, how did you get involved with it?
Well, so my brother is Matthew. I'm also known as Older Sister. That's my nickname. And he was very lucky. He went riding when he was in primary school. And then when he transitioned to high school, he was able to go to the Friday sessions and was incredibly lucky. He was invited to go across to the national championships in the UK. And whilst we were there, myself and Kat, we had a couple of conversations. And from there, I was very lucky to be invited to be on the committee. So I've been on the committee for about 18 months now. So still very, very green. But it's amazing to see how everything works behind the scenes and how that actually transitions into what you do on a Friday and a Tuesday. It's amazing how it all works and how it all comes together.
And personally, you must be so proud of Matthew.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Well, Matthew, let's come to you then. So we've just found out that you did do some riding in school as well. And now you're part of Riding Disabled Horses. Tell us a little bit about your experience with the charity. What have you been doing with them? And tell us about these championships you've been part of.
Well, when I started in Balcottia, I was like a wee lad. And when I went to high school, none of the schools ever took us to horse riding. But after Friday, we would usually go to the Friday sessions at RDA because for the longest time, I'd always wanted to go horse riding again. And my family were very fortunate enough to ask RDA and say, can we have a ride with the horses with Matthew, please? So they offered, and one night we went down and I absolutely loved it. And after a few months, we went to a competition over Glasgow, is it? I can't remember. But in Glasgow, we had to fight for a championship. And we did so, so, so amazingly. I can't even tell you how thankful I am for this incredible team, because it gives me the sense that I'm done with the stressful stuff and now it's just time to just have fun.
Oh, I love that. And the ponies as well are just so important, aren't they? They just have this incredible kind of energy about them, don't they?
They do. They do. I've had quite a couple of ponies. The first pony I had after my original horse riding with my Balcottia school was Murphy. And we were like the dream team almost. but then Murphy obviously got a bit older, so we had to find a new horse for me. So we ended up with Junior, but then when I got taller, we then had to find another pony because I was so tall and Junior was so small. So in the end, we was altered with Cobweb. And I thought that was just perfect for me.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of things do you do with Cobweb when you're competing? Do you do jumping? What sort of things do you do?
What I do is that I like to train stop and going, trotting, mm-hmm. as I like to say that, and do some of the jumping where I have to bend down and make sure I get over the poles.
Yes. That's tricky though, isn't it?
It is. It is. Because you have to bend down just so you can get the horse's legs over the pole.
Yeah, satisfying when it works, though, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, you get that real sense of satisfaction. Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to ask for some videos and photos of you on Cobweb so I can see this in action. Maybe we can see if we can find some so I can check that out. Evie, it's lovely to have you with us as well. I feel like I'm in the presence of a superstar, quite frankly. Because, of course, we know you more for your podcasting. But so this is a whole different side. I didn't know that you're part of Riding for the Disabled. How long have you been going to this?
So I have been with RDA since I was about 12. I had some experience with horse riding beforehand, but I started with RDA in sort of late 2021, I want to say. Mm-hmm. And I just love it so much. Yeah, it is a completely different side to me, but it's great to have the access to sports that I really don't have outside of that and don't really get the opportunity to do. And it's just like such a highlight of my week, like what Matthew was saying, after school on a Friday, just getting to decompress almost and do something you really, really enjoy. It's great.
And where are you at? What sort of level are you at with your riding?
So I was lucky enough to go to national championships this year in the UK, which was definitely a highlight of my 2025. It was just so amazing. I've also done a couple of virtual championships. So I'm kind of at that competing stage now, which I love because I feel like it just adds a whole new level to that kind of like riding experience, and it makes it feel very, very real, I guess.
I get nervous on a pony, and I can see, what is it like for you? Because you must have to be quite brave.
You've got to have a lot of trust. Like, yeah. you're not gonna do the things that you do without trust. So just knowing that you're safe and knowing that nothing's gonna go wrong, and just, yeah, bravery is a big part of it. But honestly, I love it. Like, I, for virtual championships, was able to do my dressage test without a leader. It was just me and Cobweb, and I had callers around the arena shouting out the letters and just followed their voices. That was how we did it. And it was so freeing to be able to be that independent, to be able to have the opportunity that I'd never had before. And it's just the greatest feeling to, when you're riding this test and you're thinking, it's just me and him. Like, there is no mm-hmm. one else controlling. I am in control. And it's scary sometimes, but it's also really freeing.
It sounds incredible, it really does. And you presumably have quite a connection with the pony as well.
Definitely. I feel like you've got to, you know. But I think I, like Matthew, have had a few horses that I've ridden. But all my competing that I've done has been with Cobweb. And he is incredible, genuinely. Such a brilliant, brilliant horse.
Oh, so what are your plans then for this very special year for RDA? But are you going to go and do some more competing? Or what's the plan?
Hopefully I do another virtuals in 2026. That would be incredible. I feel like that's such an amazing thing to be part of, you know, competing with people from all, you know, different parts of the UK and things, just by recording an entry and sending in. So I'd love to do something like that. But yeah, just kind of see how things go.
Incredible. Matthew, what about you? Have you got any goals for this year?
My goal for next year is just to see how good I can be and just try and be the best I can, really. And hopefully RDA can probably be the best horse riding group of all time, because our goal is just to make sure that people know that horse riding is not dangerous. Horse riding's not what it may seem. It's just fun. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is what many people just miss. Horse riding is supposed to be fun.
How do you feel when you're riding Cobweb?
I feel so happy because I feel like I'm myself again after having so many stressful hours of hard work and stuff. So when I'm on a pony, I always enjoy it. And I also feel that when I'm on the pony, it releases all the stress and all the nerves in my shoulders and my body. And you can just forget about them easily and just focus on the horse riding stuff altogether.
Do you know, you're inspiring, honestly. The pair is so inspiring. And I need to take some of what he's saying, actually, take that into my 2026 as well. Kat, this must be so lovely to hear.
Oh, man. And I mean, everybody knows if I'm crying, then, you know, they're doing a good job. We could not be prouder of these guys to put aside anything and just be as brave as they can be and to make those relationships and just be the best versions of themselves is just inspiring and should inspire everybody. When these guys come to you and say, I want to do show jumping, I love it. I want to ride by myself around the arena and enter a virtual competition. What else can we do apart from step up and make that happen? So we work as hard as we can, and our volunteers just absolutely step up and make everything that's possible happen for these guys, because where else can they just be themselves and have as much fun and be brave and just do what they can?
And the freedom as well must be incredible. And Lucy, I think as well, part of it is that connection with the animals themselves, isn't it? I mean, they sound like they're extraordinary ponies.
Oh, they're absolutely excellent. We're very, very fortunate to have access to the horses and the ponies at the Gilgit Stables in Andreas. And they are so well looked after. And they are, we sometimes say, in effect, they're an extension of the rider themselves. You don't really know where the rider stops and the horse begins sometimes, because sometimes you see the, like you say, the connections and the relationships that riders build with horses. And you'll often sometimes see, you know, especially on a Tuesday, you know, the younger children come in and say, I'm really looking forward to seeing my pony, or, oh, how's my pony been this week? Has he had his breakfast? Has she been out for a morning walk? And like I say, it's they're an extension of each other to some extent. And it's the connection they build is something that, you know, as Evie and Matthew have spoken about, the trust that that builds as well and gives them the confidence to say, actually, I'd like to maybe try and only have one leader today, or I'd like to try and help put the saddle on as well. It's those little bits that it then helps them progress and develop themselves as well. It's amazing.
And I can tell from how passionate you are speaking about it that you must get an awful lot out of it as well as a volunteer.
As a volunteer, you get so much out of it. It's, we always say, it's what you can do that counts. So if that means you're in helping us muck out the stables, or if you're helping us, you know, put a saddle on, that is phenomenal. That helps us so much. And it's, you don't just have to be inside with the horse leading them around. You can be doing so many other things. And like you say, like Kat said before, it's totally volunteer run. Without the volunteers, we could not do what we do. So if that means you're a hat putter on it, if that means you're a coat washer for us, if that means you are a pooper scooper, every little bit helps. It's phenomenal. It's a massive team effort to get to where we are, and when you see those end results, it just puts a massive, massive smile on your face. You can't help but smile.
I'll tell you, my heart is swelling talking to you, listening to you talk about it. It's an incredible thing. And Kat, you've had a lot of support, haven't you, from Isle of Man Sport, which must mean quite a lot to you.
Oh, absolutely. Isle of Man Sport have been phenomenal. So we are currently on the Isle of Man Sport homepage with our article that was featured in the autumn newsletter, which is just brilliant. So to be recognised as a sport on the Isle of Man is just sensational for us. It really means a lot. And you've heard already from Evie. Evie is our current Isle of Man Sport Disability Sports Person of the Year 2025.
Of course she is.
Of course she is. So to be able to be invited to the awards and for Evie to win that award was just absolutely sensational for us as a proud set of volunteers, but also as a charity.
Evie, what was that like, and what does it actually mean to hold that role?
It means so much. It was the most surreal night of my life. It was just so incredible to be like in a room with so many athletes from so many walks of life, and to just be there with my mum and my grandparents and Kat and, you know, some of the other coaches and volunteers from RDA there supporting was incredible. And then winning the award was like the cherry on top of the cake. It was just the most amazing thing to be able to win. And I feel so lucky to have that role at the minute. It feels like such an honour.
And especially, again, as we've been saying, in this important year, has it sort of motivated you now to sort of want to really throw yourself into it even more?
Definitely. I mean, it really made me think, like, when I actually, you know, found out I was nominated and was actually going to get to go to the awards, I was like, this is just such an incredible thing to be part of. And it was definitely a kind of like pinch yourself kind of moment. But yeah, it just, it definitely motivated me to try even harder than I already am, throw myself into it, take every opportunity that comes my way, because you might as well. Like, you never know when you're going to get to do these things again. You might as well do it.
Well said. And I suppose that thing, isn't it, when you think back to before you started riding, who'd have thought you'd get to this point?
I know. It's actually mad. I started it because, I wanted the access to sport. I wanted to try something different. I started it because I wanted something fun to be able to do after school. And now I'm like going to nationals and winning awards. Like, what has this actually turned into? It's insane and such an incredible thing to be a part of.
Oh, again, Kat, that just kind of makes you go, and Lucy, it just makes your heart swell again, doesn't it?
Absolutely, oh. It does. It's phenomenal to see where everybody starts, and everybody's starting point is different, mm-hmm. but knowing that they've all got their own goals. I mean, we have goals for everybody, but they all come and say, this is my goal, this is what I want to do. And it's phenomenal that they have that, they grow that confidence to have that ability to say, this is where I want to go with it. And they don't see any limits. They just keep going. Their possibilities are limitless. They can keep going for the sky, for the stars, for the moon, for everything. There's no stopping any of them. It's amazing.
It makes you think about your own life, doesn't it?
It does.
And Kat, as we said, it is an important year this year. Have you got any special plans for the 50th?
Absolutely. So we're going to have some extra special fundraising events. So we're going to get all of our riders this year to do some sponsored 50th birthday celebrations. But we also have a big event in summer where we're going to celebrate all of our riders and all of our volunteers together at Government House. And we are going to have a giant ball. So in September, we're going to have a 50th celebratory ball with everybody that would want to attend to make sure that we celebrate our year in style.
Do the ponies get to come along?
Well, Government House are happy for our ponies to come and traipse through their gorgeous garden. So we shall definitely be bringing a pony to there.
That is special, isn't it? Indeed. Well, listen, if someone is listening and they think that they would like to volunteer and help you guys out, what do they need to do? What's the next step?
So just contact us and then definitely just come down and see what we do and see whether it's right for you. There's a place for everybody, like Lucy said. And so it really just is about coming down and seeing. So follow us on Facebook, contact us through there, give us a call or a WhatsApp on 315 739 and just come down and see it.
You don't have to be a horsey person.
Oh, definitely not. Sometimes that hinders. It's really important to just come and just see where your place is and to build your bravery and to come and have a chat and make new friends and have a cup of tea and learn some new skills. So definitely not. If you don't know the front from the back, it's absolutely fine. We shall teach and train anybody that is willing and that wants to. So absolutely, come along.
And what about with regards to anyone that might want to come along and ride?
Well, so if anybody wants to refer anybody through, it's exactly the same process. So just contact us through our Facebook page, through our website or WhatsApp or call. And we have an application form, and then our set of coaches come out and assess all of our riders.
Excellent. Well, do keep us posted on this year because it is a very exciting year. And Matthew and Evie, wish you all the best with your competing. And especially, it sounds like you both like to ride Cobweb. So, yeah, obviously Cobweb's a pretty special pony by the sounds of things. So will you give Cobweb a little bit of a hug from me?
Of course.
When you see them again.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I would love that. Yeah, happy 50th anniversary, everyone, at RDA Isle of Man.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.